It's Sunday, April 12th, and that means it's time for another episode of Shootin' It. Been a while. Got Miami Mike Malkiewicz on the line, soon to be Massachusetts Mike Malkiewicz, soon to be Michigan Mike Malkiewicz.
Back to Boston Mike, and yeah. Then it's going to be Grand Rapids Mike.
Grand Rapids, huh?
Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then it's going to be Detroit, Michigan, Mike, and then it's going to be Indiana, Mike, and then it's going to be Chicago, Mike, and then back to Michigan. Back
Peruvian, to Mike.
Peruvian, Mike. Yes.
Cuban, yeah.
Costa Rican, whatever the fuck Hans is, Mike.
Making all the stops, yeah.
There you go.
So, like I said, it's been a while. Been a couple of weeks since we've done a show.
It's been a while since it's been a while.
All right, you done with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right, so how was the trip to Florida?
Great.
Fantastic?
Fantastic.
Now, why don't you just set that up real quick. You met a girl off the internet.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, come stay at my beach house in Florida or whatever.
Yep.
And you were like, yeah, fuck yeah. And you booked a ticket and bam.
It was so much fun. I met, like, a lot of cool people. And it was just fun every fucking day. It was just like a week of just solid, just... you know, this day you just like go to bed whenever, you wake up whenever, you don't got to worry about anything. No fucking phone calls. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a vacation.
Yeah.
That's what that's called.
Oh, I didn't know. Just being unemployed.
Okay, so how long had you known this chick before going and meeting up with her?
Talking to her for like a month and a half.
That's relatively quick. So, you know, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be like to just any random girl, hey, you know, come stay at my place in sunny Quincy, Massachusetts with fucking 12 feet of snow.
Sunny.
Yeah. All right. I want to get your thought process here. You book the ticket. You're on the plane. Do you have any second thoughts as you're taking off? Or are you just like, fuck it?
No. If comedy is what I want to do, you got to do shit for the story. And I do a lot of shit for the story. So I did it for the story. Got a lot of stories.
Yeah. Best case scenario, you have a fun time. Worst case scenario, you have an interesting discussion with plenty of people once you get back.
It's not that bad. It was fun as hell. And then, like, she's not like a crazy person. There's one person that was a little iffy, and they're no longer. It's done.
They're out of the picture now.
Out of the picture.
Someone you were talking to, not someone in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you get off the plane.
Sensed psychotic behavior.
Yeah. You get off the plane, and what does she do? Does she pick you up, or do you get an Uber, or?
We got to the airport. I meet one of her friends. I'm like, "What's up, dude?" And we start talking. And I'm like, "Where is she?" She's like renting the car. And I like look at her car. And I'm like, "Wait, well, here we are. Hey, what's up?"
All right. So she had a guy waiting there for you.
No, it wasn't a guy. It was a friend.
Oh, well, you said dude.
Oh, well, yeah, he was a guy. His name's Chris.
Ah.
Everyone was coming down from, like, Florida. I mean, from Michigan. Their group of people, their group of friends. And then one stranger from New Jersey.
See, I would feel very uncomfortable if it was just like, oh, hey, these are all my friends, and then there's you from the internet. I would just sit there quietly and wait.
That's like everywhere I go, though, I feel like I'm intruding in someone, so I'm just used to it at this point. I move around from family to family, from group of friends to group of friends, just this vagabond.
Mm. So how long were you there for?
I think it was 7 to 8 days. I had fun. It was like a week. It was a good week. Good solid week.
And there, basically everyone you mentioned was staying at that house, right? It wasn't just you two?
Yeah. It was like a group of people, and there were a couple of bedrooms. It was a really big house, so it's not like, you know, everyone's like piled in one room. We had our own master bedroom. Well, let me shut this window.
By all means.
Oh, Jesus. So, what's new with you?
What's new with me? I've been busy as fuck. That's what's been new with me.
I know. Who's Hutch? What's his cast?
Hutch? The Hutch cast? Oh, quite a different character than what we filmed in Practice Makes Perfect. I've been working on a web series to serve as a prequel to Practice Makes Perfect and also a sequel. So it's kind of like the Better Call Saul to Practice Makes Perfect's Breaking Bad.
Jamie Corral stealing from wherever he could steal from.
Exactly. It's a true method of an artist. So I'm going to do, right now the plan is to do 8 10-minute episodes, something manageable. And they're all going to go over the course of like 8 months. So each episode is going to be like January, February, March, April. So I don't have to worry about continuity, like perhaps shaving or growing my hair out or, mm-hmm. you know, what have you. And then, you know, if it picks up a little bit of attention, I'll do four more episodes and do like a full year and I guess release that on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever.
I want this to go on for like 8 years.
It's going to be like Boyhood.
Oh God, I have like a solid streak of white hair. I'm like, hi, I'm the 28 year old.
Oh yeah, you actually will be 28 by that time. Just to get back on topic real quick, so Practice Makes Perfect is going to be released now in spring 2016, probably a couple of months before Man Kills, Jesus Saves eventually hits the
boom. Two movies at the same time,
two movies same year. Yeah,
double jab.
Should be good. And I'm just going to be filming for this web series in the meantime. And then I have another thing, which I can't really talk too much about yet, with a network, like a legitimate internet network, where I'm going to be doing kind of like a weekly segment for a show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say right now. But
are you Trevor Noah?
Yes, I'm doing The Daily Show. That's it.
Wow.
Did anyone take over for the Cold Beer Report?
Colbert. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't have cable. I wish I knew what was going on Comedy Central.
Do you just have like an antenna TV?
No, they don't. They took the satellites for that down, I think. I have a smart TV.
I have an antenna.
It works?
Yeah. It gets all the HD channels. They've upgraded it.
Oh, you know what? You know what? No, that's in the living room. Yeah, we do have one of those antennas, but it's in the living room.
I got a Roku, right? And they're fucking excellent. And besides marathoning The Sopranos, which I've been doing recently, I've been watching a lot of local news from other cities, like Milwaukee's local news.
Why would Roku ever like, hey, I'm on board.
No, I mean, that's my favorite part of like traveling. You turn on a TV or something in your hotel room, wherever the fuck you're staying.
That's what I liked when I was in Boston.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's going on here in Quincy?
Nothing good.
Nothing good. Heroin.
Exactly. Yeah.
Heroin and Scientology.
So no, I spent like an hour and a half just watching like Milwaukee, Dallas, fucking San Francisco, you know, all these different places.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Yeah.
What's going on out there in our country?
Los Angeles had like a couple of really creepy looking news anchors. They look like the Munsters or something.
They're probably all like ex, like wannabe actors, and they just became the news anchor.
I think it's because of the lighting. Like the lighting was dimmed and they had like dark bags under their eyes and shit. It was just, it was like, who the fuck are these creatures hosting the news, you know?
God. Vampiric, venomous, reptilian creatures.
Look like a fucking unwrapped mummy, both of them. So, you know, and again, there's so much fucking movie stuff going on right now. There are a couple of announcements.
Couple summer blockbusters.
We've been doing auditions online. Got a tremendous turnout. Like, ridiculous. I think it's probably close to 60 actresses at this point who had emailed me to get involved in this movie. We have four roles to cast. I've gone through maybe, I want to say 25, 30 tapes so far. Not tapes, videos.
It'd be cool if you said like a box of tapes and you're just yelling at Amy, I gotta watch these tapes. Just all upset.
Yeah. And today's the last day for them, or for most of them anyway. A lot of people sent in ones at the last minute, so I'm giving them about a week. The majority of them have turned in auditions, and I've been pretty impressed so far. You know, a lot of these girls, they don't have too much acting experience. Some of them have, it's really like a complete range of different actresses. You have people who have never acted before and people who have been on, for example, let me pull this up real quick. I think something like Channel 4 in the UK, they were on a couple of TV shows.
Oh, Jesus.
You know how in the UK they have Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7?
Vaguely.
Okay.
I vaguely know of this.
Well, there was an actress who had contacted me with...
the UK?
I don't think she's from the UK, but we have had a couple of international people. She's been on TV shows in Brazil, in England, you know, and she's got quite the resume when it comes to acting. So,
it's like Hans in a wig.
Yes.
Just sending in tapes.
So we've had, you know, quite a variety of actresses. Tomorrow I'm going to open it up to actors because we do have a couple of roles to fill for that. and it should be fun, I guess, yeah. to
now,
check all that out.
These all these auditions came from what, like that lit site on Tumblr? Like,
yeah,
all came from there.
Yeah, that one casting call I put out on that lit site, and I got a, which also brings me to my next point. We had announced that Slasher Studio, so Kevin Summerfield and Steve Goltz are going to be serving as producers on this project. They put out a notice as well. That got some heat, and we got, you know, some auditions coming from that direction because they have a huge like horror fan base. So we had actresses coming from that, but the majority of them, of course, came from that lit site because, you know, that posting has been up for ages and gets recirculated maybe about once a day. So, you know, it's been good. It's been good.
Things are looking up for this summer.
So far, yeah. Well, I mean,
hey, you know, I don't even. It's so weird. It's, you know, it's been like almost a year. It's coming up to where it's almost been a year.
It doesn't feel like we filmed.
It feels like 3 fucking months ago.
Well, I mean, when was the reshoot? The reshoot was maybe that was still like last year. That was
Reshoot was in August.
We filmed in May, and was it really August?
No, it wasn't May. It was July. Or no, I think it was June, and then a month break, and then the reshoot was in August.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it was that, yeah.
Man, I'm fucking aging. I'm going to be...
Man, you fucked up. God. You're gonna be like saying the wrong lines, cause you're working on like 3 fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like Hutch, and you're going to be like, I'm Maxi Pad. Stupid shit. Half asleep, editing.
Oh God, I have not been sleeping well whatsoever. I just have so much shit to do.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. What? God, all I do is worry about the. I'm up to my neck.
Uncle-like answers.
Yeah.
Keep your head up, kid.
Just a pat on the back solves everything.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, in this family.
Mm. So what have you been up to aside from going to Florida?
Just saving money. I got into an accident.
Another one?
No, it was just that same one.
Oh, well, that's not anything new. You know that.
I got the money from the insurance and fixed the car up and put the rest of it in my savings. And if anything, the the car accident helped me, like, boost my fucking thing, like my savings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I extended my stay here just to... I'll just move.
Oh, you willingly extended your stay in sunny New Jersey.
Oh, don't. I think I don't want to be here, but I did it more of just like a, just to make, I want to make a little bit more extra money before I go.
Yeah, and so you're planning on moving in what, 2022 or what?
Yeah, around there. No, like after the summer. This area makes money in the summer, and I wouldn't mind seeing some of my friends and seeing my brother graduate. So all that kind of shit, so.
Well,
one last summer with everybody, because everybody's fucking moving up north and no one's gonna see each other for a long fucking time, so might as well just stay the summer.
That's when it tends to happen. I mean, people they tend to get on with their lives usually around, I want to say, 21 to 22 years old, and you just reached that range recently, so
yeah. It staying 3 months is not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
No. Plus, I'll be working every day. Like, my hours are, like, booked for the summer for, like, work. And I'll be trying to do as many, like, just open mics as I can with fucking stupid-ass I-don't-have-a-license Matt.
That still hasn't gotten tied up yet?
What? Oh, no. He has, like, I think a month left to go. I really don't know.
Wow.
He's Gucci Mane.
Is he arrested? Is he in prison? What?
Is he arrested? Gucci Mane?
But both of them.
No, he's in his room. I don't know where the other one is.
So, well, while you were in Florida, I have to wonder, did the idea come up at all to potentially meet up with our good pal Jack?
No, he texted me. I don't know what he said, though. I forgot. I just thought he just said, I think he just put, like, did you fuck her? Like, some stupid bro shit. And I was like, what? Yeah. Yes.
He'll send me the most random text messages just related, like vaguely related to movies.
He always sends me shit about like Opie and Anthony and like Jimmy. I'm always like, what? I always answer them. I'm always like, what?
I don't know. He was like, oh, I met Foxcatcher the other day. I don't know what the fuck he meant. Because we were discussing the movie and how neither one of us liked it. I was like, I thought I didn't know what the fuck he meant. And the next day, I see on Tumblr that he met Steve Carell at Disneyland or something.
Ew. I don't like how that he likes Disneyland. I don't find Disneyland fun.
It's because of Stacy. She works there.
I don't think they should work there.
Someone should just burn it to the ground.
I don't like Disneyland. I'm sorry, Stacy, and I'm sorry, Jack, but I am not 5 years old. I can't appreciate it. You know what? Even as a kid, I didn't like it. I never liked Mickey Mouse. I never liked any of that shit. I don't know.
That's because you're foreign.
I don't know. I like the Disney movies. The Lion is Lion King Disney?
No, that is actually, I believe, Troma.
No, that's actually Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
It's made by the Call of Duty series. No, I never liked Disney. I thought fucking Mickey Mouse was a creep.
It was a creep?
Yeah.
He's a mouse.
I always thought the people in the costumes were creeps. Because I knew it was a person in the costume. I wasn't fucking retarded. I was born in reality.
I think
a real person in there.
I mean, obviously, I think most people, I think most kids know that, but they just choose not to acknowledge it. Like, that's a costume. But
I doubt it. Nope.
It's kind of like Santa Claus. You want to believe, but no.
Oh, my God. Caught my mom in the act putting presents under the tree.
How I found out was I had a camcorder. And
you're a psycho. I'm gonna catch him this time.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch. Just get all like mad.
And so I left it out, and I think I was like
JVC.
I was a 5 or 6 year old boy, and I saw my mom rolling a bicycle beneath the tree, and what she had told me was that Santa left it for me. However, you know, clearly the tape said otherwise, so I was.
Your Honor, as we can review the footage.
That's exactly how I handle it. Fucking
courtroom.
Yeah. Jack.
Oh my God, I completely forgot I met Rich Voss.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I even forgot myself.
Shit, yeah, you posted a picture, and I was like, oh my God, that's fucking cool. So, all right, how did that go down?
The show was phenomenal. It was great. Other than the fucking, it was one of those shows where it's like dinner and a show, and it's just all these old fucking people when I walked in. I was like, oh my God, no. But the dinner was god awful. It was like some fucking Italian, just pasta and sausage, and it was just so shitty.
I thought you were gonna say cold instant mashed potatoes.
No, it probably was. It probably was though. You know, it's bad when you walk into the quote dinner and a show when the dinner is under those fucking metal trays and with the blue fire underneath.
Yeah,
like at some fucking like quinceañera or barbecue outside. It wasn't fun at all. I mean, no, the food. I meant the food was bad. The show was fucking great. I liked Rich, obviously. He fucking killed. And the guy before Rich was good. And I think one of the openers, he was really young. He was good, too.
Okay, how did you approach him, though, after the fact?
He was selling CDs.
Yeah.
And I just walked right up to him. And I was, like, kind of yelling loud. I was like, hey, Rich, can I get a picture of you? I interviewed you on my podcast twice. We were the guys. When you were driving to Long Island, he's like, wait, which podcast or something like that? And I don't think he recognized me
remembered.
But I was in like, I was so caught up in the moment of seeing Rich that, but Marissa, she was taking the picture and she said, from her account was that he did recognize me because she was like taken out of the moment. You know, he was like, oh, I didn't notice him saying, oh, yeah, or some shit like that. Hey, we got a picture. He looks like, what? And I bought a CD.
Interesting. Now, I wonder if he actually did know. He might have been, obviously, he was busy at the moment, but if he had like a clear state of mind and you were like, hey, you know, I've talked to you twice already. One was a 90-minute car ride. He probably would have known who you were.
Yeah, I mentioned the car ride.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Who knows? Let's just assume he did know who you are.
Yes. Point is, it was fun. I had a great time. Fucking murdered.
Bruce Jenner is becoming a woman.
Oh, are we like the new topic show?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey!
It's a segue.
Oh, look out. No penis.
You like women? Bruce Jenner wants to be a woman? There we go. We're in. Yeah. We're in like Flynn. And, you know, I'm bringing this up because I don't know if you listen to Jack's show. Probably not. I don't think you listen to any of the corresponding shows.
Nothing against anybody, but I just don't. I just gotta jerk off instead. I mean, I can't be listening to these shows.
My God,
jerking off to do. No, that is.
Well, there was a really good episode, probably the best episode that Jack has ever done.
Fucking shit.
I would even say that it may even rival the best episode of Shooting It.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was a discussion had between three parties, Jack, of course, being one of them. The other, old Pally Wally Frank Mosca. Frank -0 Mosca.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, your longtime pal, Brandy Martinez, soon to be Brandy, whatever her future husband's last name is. Yeah, she's getting married, and you know, she brought that up maybe about 12 times during the show.
Oh.
And there was a discussion had about transgendered individuals. Mm-hmm. And it was very intense. It was very combative.
And who was yelling?
Frank. Frank outright called Brandy a bitch multiple times. It was really entertaining to listen to.
Jesus. What was going on?
Like, all right. So,
is someone against them or is someone not like these people?
Well, here's the deal.
Oh, God.
Episode 33 of the Flipcast, they have a talk about transgendered issues. Because the whole, did you hear about the Planet Fitness thing where the woman was complaining about a transgendered woman changing in the locker room and she saw a penis and she was like, oh, my God, blah, 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 you got to kick this person out. You shouldn't be allowed in here. Blah, 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 you know?
How would they just go in the stall if they don't want anyone to see their dick? Like, what the fuck? They wouldn't cause a problem. I would change in the stall. That's just me.
I don't change at all at the gym. I show up in my gym clothes and then I walk home.
Exactly. Fuck that. I'm not trying to take a shower in here. I don't want to talk to you in the locker room. All I do is if it's cold, I'm wearing sweatpants. I just take off the sweatpants. I don't even take my shoes off. Take sweatpants, put them back on quick, easy. I'm in there in like a minute.
Yeah. Readily prepared.
I'm not trying to see old naked Asian men.
Is that what you have in your gym? Because mine is nothing but like fat old white guys.
They're running rampant. They're everywhere.
I just signed up for a new gym. And at my old gym, it was nothing but old or older people, you know, 60s, 70s, trying to get in shape, I guess, or whatever. This new gym I'm at, though, it's nothing but really fit young people, like bodybuilders. I'm just God. It's cheaper, though, and it's right up the street from me. Anyway, so Frank, he's a firm believer that...
He doesn't like them.
No, well, he's... Well, I don't know if it's that he doesn't like them, but he doesn't want people to consider, say, a transgendered woman to be considered a woman if they were born male. So he was very vocally against that, whereas Brandy took the stance, no, it's just like an asshole move to be like, oh, well, you're a guy if you want to be a woman or whatever, and shove that in their face. They had this big dispute. And by big, I mean, it was entirely on Frank's end, because you know how Brandy is. She'll just, no, it's okay. Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea how she is.
You don't know? I find that hard to believe.
No idea who that is. I don't even
very passive-aggressive is what I'm saying.
I don't remember. It's been like a year.
It's only fresh on my mind because she fucking tried to tear into me on like Christmas or something like that. Thanksgiving. I don't remember what holiday.
Why holidays? Why do people always want to start shit?
I don't know.
When we're supposed to be coming together.
I don't know.
Don't fucking talk to me.
And it was just a very frustrating but entertaining episode to listen to. Jack's sitting in the middle. He's just not taking either side. And you have Frank just being like, no, you're being a bitch right now. You're being a bitch. And then she's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Just passive aggressive. Can't, like, neither one of them is fit for a conversation. I just want to fucking... I want to dump both of them in a tank of acid. I can't fucking listen to that. It's just... It's very frustrating. If you're out there and that sounds entertaining, you're familiar with Jack's show, anyone listening to this right now, check out episode 33 of the Flipcast. Definitely worth a listen to.
You want to be a girl, be a girl. You want to be a boy, be a boy. It's whatever.
What if you want to be a wolf?
Fuck out of here. It's fucking weirdo. If you want to be an animal, you're a fucking weirdo. That's where I draw my line.
What, you're not...
On all levels but physical, I am a wolf. Fuck him.
You're not a fan of Otherkin?
What the fuck is that? Otherkin?
That's what they're called, otherkin.
Ew, no, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that shit. That shit's creepy. And I'm also not a fan of the... This has nothing to do with, like, well, maybe it does. I'm not a fan of the whole terminology of the whole daddy terminology either.
That's a little weird.
That fucking terrifies me. Like, granted, yes, I am a pig and I am really dirty when it comes to sex, but I am not that. That's fucking weird. If a girl ever told me to say, like, daddy, I would just fucking...
Why would you say daddy?
Oh, God.
I don't like that I just said it. That just made me cringe a little. God,
that's my trigger word. That's my trigger word. I don't like that word. That creeps me the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. It's just like, girls with certain kind of issues who, I guess, are subconsciously attracted to their own fathers.
But when I hear Spanish people, like Latinos, when they say like papi and shit like that. That doesn't really bother me as much, but if I'm being called Poppy by, like, if I have, like, a Latina girlfriend, I don't, I'm like, stop, don't call me. There's fucking, like, there's,
Look, I gotta stop you right there.
There's, like, Puerto Rican guys that call you Poppy. Like, hey, Poppy, how you doing?
Yeah, that sounded weird. But, hey, you actually were just incorrect. Spain, or the Spaniards, are not Latino. They're Hispanic.
Whatever. I didn't mean them.
Okay, you fucking bigot. Well, anyway.
When someone from the United States says Spanish, they don't mean España.
Yeah, no, like that's a big fucking trend on the internet right now, specifically Tumblr.
It's disgusting.
Well, yeah, it's
not. I don't find it. All right, it's not that disgusting. It's just fucking creepy.
It's weird.
Give me the creeps. It's weird.
I'm trying.
I had a girl once. She didn't want. I bet she would be prone to this, but she wanted me to like talk to her in Polish when I was like fooling around with her, and I did it. But I was saying, I think I might have told this story before. I did it, but just like shut her up. I just didn't know what to say in Polish. I just kept saying like the dog is brown.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, that's a very big television. I was just saying shit I saw in the room. I was just so fucking weirded out by it.
Oh, God, my cat's meowing.
Oh, is it the fat one?
Yeah.
Soon-to-be fat one.
She's putting on weight. She's,
Of course she is. She's in that fucking apartment.
Yeah, that's what happens.
So you're a man who makes cats fat. That's all you do. You fatten them up, and you make them immobile. So you have them in your house. It's like having a pet, but having a sick pet can't move, can't defend itself, really.
They become knickknacks. It's great.
I know. It's like a little fucking, you know what you make your cats become? Fucking throw pillows on a couch.
Exactly. That's what, yeah, you
make. Something out of Kensington Furniture.
Man, I think he was offended by that comment. He's being very vocal as he goes to his food bowl.
Yeah, because he wants more fucking food. Because he's just useless in eating. Has he ever been outside?
He used to be
more than like 4 minutes.
He used to be a really outdoorsy cat. He used to climb trees, do all this adventurous shit. And then,
he hurt his knee one day on a fucking, during a scrimmage.
Got pulled from the game, yeah. And that was pulled that. From
the game. College ball has never been the same. Ever
since. No.
Your cat's like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite, but a fat Uncle Rico. I bet you I could throw a football right over the mountains.
Wow, that was a fucking movie that was instantly forgotten about after a certain year.
That movie was great. I still like that movie.
Yeah, I remember in our middle school yearbooks in eighth grade, as we were graduating, we had like movie of the year, song of the year, shit like that. And it was Napoleon Dynamite for best movie or whatever. They even had like a screening in the auditorium.
I think we had that too, yeah.
And I think the song or album or whatever was American Idiot by Green Day, which is just, if you want.
I have the CD, I know.
Everybody had the CD. That was their resurgence. And now, you know, no one gives a fuck about Green Day.
Whatever. Oh, wait, no. Did you have kids in your school? Of course, you had, like, vote for Pedro t-shirts, like, every 2 seconds.
No, actually.
You didn't have that? I had a lot of vote for Pedro t-shirts.
I don't think people really knew how to get a hold of them. You know? The internet was still new to us.
We don't have stores around here. There's no Target. There's no Sony Walgreens.
I mean, we had a Walmart and we had the mall, and that was pretty much it. Nobody really went to the mall.
Vote for Pedro t-shirt there.
You could probably get one from Hot Topic. But again, nobody went to the mall. Nobody was driving. The mall is about 40 minutes away. So, you know,
that mall we went to is 40 minutes away?
Yeah, about that.
That seemed like 20 minutes.
Well, that's because we were in the center, so it's not that far. You just hop on a bus and bam, you're pretty much there.
Oh, fine and fucking whatever then. Jeez. Do people say wicked there?
It depends on what part of the city you're in.
Really? They say in certain parts? I thought it was just like that stereotypical, like, no one says it here, but I don't know why they say we say it.
It's not used as frequently as many would have you believe, but yeah, people say that.
It's odd.
I mean, I guess so. I don't know. That's more of a, that was used a lot around like the mid-2000s. Around that era, I was just discussing, but not so much anymore, though.
So, movies.
Yes, movies are, well, the movie was invented in 1908.
Wow.
And, no, I don't know. I came up with a good list of topics, and it was just basically all movie shit. And then Bruce Jenner, that was it. With an arrow pointing at Frank V. Brandy on my cue card.
Frank V. Brandy.
Yeah, I want to get both of them on the show.
I don't.
I think that's the next episode.
I don't care for any of that.
I'm still trying to think of what should be done for episode 100.
I already told you.
I know. But I don't think that's going to fly.
I think that's going to fly 100% of the way.
Well, here's the deal. I just don't have as much time as I used to put into promoting the podcast and even really doing the podcast, at least for now. Maybe come time fall, I'll have a little bit more time, but as of today and the next couple of weeks, you know, I can't.
That band from England hates.
Oh shit.
Our God. Did you ever get an email back?
No. Here. All right. Well,
as you shouldn't.
Now we got to set this up. All right. We were supposed to have on a band, a relatively young band. I think they're all about 18. And they're called do we want to mention the name of the band? Yeah, why not? Okay. Any exposure is good exposure, right?
Yes.
So we're supposed to have on the Orioles, not to be confused with the Orwells. And I had messaged them maybe about a month ago. And I was like, hey, you know, I like your music. Let's set something up. Let's do an interview. And they were very enthusiastic. They were very happy because I don't think they've done much press yet. But, I mean, they're going to be they're on the track to gaining attention.
Yeah.
So they did a couple of shows with Twin Peaks, which is another pretty popular up-and-coming band. And we corresponded maybe 3 or 4 times, set up a couple of dates. And then, you know, when it comes time to actually do the show, I get a text from you saying, oh shit, I actually have work today. So I'm like, okay, we'll set this up for tomorrow or a couple of days or whatever it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, for next week or something.
And then something comes up from me. And I'm like, all right, well, we're just going to nix this for today. I'm going to send them an email. Hey, let's do it on, what was it, Friday, Thursday, last week? I don't know.
It was a day.
We'll say it was Tuesday afternoon. And then, as luck would have it, poor planning and insight, I get a text from Mike Monday morning saying, hey, I got work, da 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 da. And I'm just like, oh God, I gotta reschedule this again. Okay, no, I can't do this. I cannot send them an email and try and play up empathetic again and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, da 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 da.
I will defend myself in the work thing. I don't remember which time it was, but one time it was an accident where I did not know I had work.
Right.
And I did.
So I tell Mike, hey, all right, you're gonna email them now, not me. I'm bowing out of this whole thing. And of course you were not comfortable with that because you're not a very confrontational person.
I am, but not like, I don't like doing it on the internet. I'll do it at like a gas station.
At a gas station?
Or like in person. Oh my God, that's a fat piece. That's a fat fucking cat. That's a human. Shut that damn door. Put a towel under it. I don't want to hear that fucker ever talk again.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
God. He wants his salmon and tuna.
No. He can have Friskies or whatever the fuck is in the bowl.
He's very upset right now.
Wow. That had tone. That had, like, deep tone.
He's trying to give me a talking to.
That's a heavy creature.
So anyway, back to the story. So we met in the middle and I said, hey, I'll send them an email as you from the Torsadag account. And you're like, fine, just don't be whatever. Anyway, so I send it off, and that was Tuesday, and they were not really interested in responding back.
As they should.
Yeah. So I don't think we'll be having them on the show. But I wish them the best of luck, and
I do too.
Yeah, apologies again on that. And if you wind up listening to this, I don't know why you would, maybe just out of curiosity to see what happened in your spot, feel free to contact me if you do want to come on the show in the future.
Sorry that I have a job.
You should have stayed unemployed after Practice Makes Perfect. You quit a job, you stick with it. That's it. That's over.
Stick here, you know, get a union job.
Join the painters union. It'll be good.
Oh, God, the painters union?
Yeah. You don't want to do that?
No, I don't. I really don't. Oh, I don't want to be part of any kind of fucking union. I don't think they're good.
You know,
I don't know much about them, but I don't trust them.
You don't trust the unions?
No, why would I?
I don't know. But, I was thinking recently, your fear is what? Opening up a landscaping business or something and just settling down in New Jersey? That's your...
Yeah, settling down literally like 10 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, you're nice and comfortable, and that's it for the rest of your life. Yeah,
I'm comfortable here.
So I had a night out on Friday.
I had a landscaper come up to me. He made me some offers. I mean, this company's getting big. I was wondering if you wanted to help me invest.
So no, you know, I think pretty much everyone who is creative and actually has drive to fucking further themselves fears getting stuck in one place and not advancing. So this past week, I went out Friday night with Kenny and shooting it regular Gary Miller. We had filmed something in a Burger King, same Burger King where we shot Your Scene with Julian.
They really don't care what you do there.
They don't give a fuck.
I assume so.
We had there was a couple of workers just working around us, sweeping up, you know, taking people's trash and shit. Nobody said a thing. And when it comes to that particular scene, I'm never going to be able to include that on the DVD because they fucking played a Beatles song in the background.
Oh, God.
You know, it couldn't have been like...
It would be funny if that was like the one way they could get back at you. Like, the manager vaguely knows you can't use this. He's like, we're going to play the Beatles.
Yeah. So like, I went in there worried that we were going to get like Burger King logos, we're going to get people. It was fucking... Essentially, it was empty. And we got no logos, but Here Comes the Sun was playing over the speaker. Just during like the best take. That and Vanessa Carlton happened to be playing. And that's, Vanessa Carlton's not as big of a deal, but the Beatles, you will never, ever lock down a Beatles song. Even if have millions of dollars.
How much would it be to put a Beatles song in
Are you fucking... it would literally, for Here Comes the Sun, it would probably be about... $8 million.
All right, how about, what's their shittiest fucking song? Anything that Ringo wrote, really?
I mean, think about it like this, okay? Michael Jackson secured the rights to most of the Beatles catalog, and he was filthy fucking rich. Now Paul McCartney has it, since he's dead. You gotta be like Steve Jobs if you wanna buy some fucking songs from their library of music. You know, you're not gonna get that. I'm looking at a website right now on Investopedia. 5 expensive music licensing deals. So they have the Beatles at the top. Let me just continue to this site because there's fucking advertisements. Yeah, see, they have 8 songs here. and the majority of them happen to belong to the Beatles. Holy shit. Okay, for Tomorrow Never Knows, for example, it was $250,000 to use for a one-time broadcasting thing on Mad Men on AMC. Well,
that's sold. Sold. Done. How much? That's chump change.
It's a couple of years in the union, right?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Anyway, completely got off the point. So after we went to Burger King, we went to the nearest 7-Eleven because the original plan was to go out to a restaurant and we're going to have a couple of drinks. We're going to have some nice fancy pizza. And, that was going to be the night. But 20-minute wait at the restaurant we wanted.
So you went to fucking 7-Eleven?
We went to Burger King and 7-Eleven instead.
What? I would wait the 20 minutes. 20 minutes is not that bad.
Well, it was that, and got to keep in mind, we all met up around like 9 o'clock, 9:30. Kenny was getting completely railed into because he had also made plans with his girlfriend / the mother of his child, Lizzie. And she was very upset. And he ultimately got permission to go with us because I had canceled plans with my girlfriend, Amy, for that night just to fucking wait for him with Gary. We waited about 3 hours just killing time for this fucking kid to get done with his whatever he was doing in Boston. This kid who's a year older than me and has a baby and a wife.
Man. A young man.
So we all met up and we wound up going to my old neighborhood, Germantown.
Oh, G-Town.
Yeah. After much protest from me, I'm like, no, let's just go hang out at like a schoolyard or something. Like we're 15, go off to the woods and drink these. I don't fucking know. I don't want to go to Germantown. But Gary's insisting, you know, because he has these fond memories of this shit fucking terrible neighborhood.
I hate that neighborhood. I've never been. What am I saying?
You spent like five days there. That's enough.
I was there. That was the worst neighborhood I've been in. There was nothing to fucking do.
Well, the Uber driver was a fan. Oh, this is nice. Whatever the fuck he said.
He was a dick.
No, that was the Casino guy.
Oh, God. This is not. He just everywhere he goes is nice.
Yeah.
This is nice. Please give me 4-star rating.
So we went back there and we met up with a couple of Germantown's residents.
A couple Germantown girls.
No. Well, that's what they wanted to do. They all wanted to go out and find some classy young women in the heroin-addicted neighborhood.
Infested.
There's a fucking heroin needle on every block.
I found a heroin needle today in the junkyard.
In your arm?
No, I want to share that with you.
Not the junkyard. I mean, that's at least like a socially responsible place to do heroin.
I know, it really is, though. So I wasn't like too surprised.
You know, you go up to the local elementary school, you want to play hopscotch, you're going to find needle there. Yeah.
Little girl goes to write down her chalk. She's like, what's this? Like, PSA.
So I meet up with these people who I haven't seen in years. And one has no upper teeth, can't remember my name. The other is complaining that he has like 3 children or something. And then the other guy was going on and on about how he had been arrested for inappropriately touching strippers at the Glass Slipper in Boston. Yeah.
What the fuck?
And so Gary's like, oh man, you really gotta come out one night with all of us. You know, you gotta, because here's what
Who is he saying that to?
To me and Kenny.
No.
And me and Kenny are just like looking at each other like, oh my God.
Even Kenny was like, nah, bro.
No, Kenny's on the same wavelength as me. Because Kenny's been here a while. He knows who's who. He knows the deal.
Yeah.
Gary, he just came back a couple of months ago. He left Quincy, which is my town, during his freshman year of high school. So all his glory days, you know, they're fucking gold in his mind. So he comes back to his old neighborhood. He's excited. He's seen people who he hasn't really hung out with or seen that often in maybe about 10 years. So it's exciting for him. I understand that. But at the same time, like, he's getting into shit that, you know, fucking 15-year-olds get into. And these guys who we had hung out with,
they've never stopped being 15.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit. I have really come a long way. My God. Thank God I am
you're gone. Wearing a blazer.
Yes, exactly.
It says a lot about him, man. He's come back.
Bought a new one yesterday, too.
Oh, look at you.
I like the corduroy. It's good.
I do. I have one too. It's very nice.
Yes.
Ladies, no. No lady.
Do they? What lady?
What lady? There's
Bruce
not,
Jenner.
There is not a. There is not a woman out there who's like, is that your boyfriend in that corduroy blazer over there? Well, tell him to bring the social studies book over, because I can't wait to learn.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Those girls who they want someone to call daddy. I think that might go a long way with them.
God.
Anyway, so, you know, just to get a taste of the old school where it hasn't changed whatsoever since maybe about 2000 to 2006, I'm just thinking to myself, man, you know, you forget about things you've accomplished and how far you've progressed, because you know, nothing's ever good enough, or at least with me. I'm never satisfied with anything. There will be like a brief period where I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm happy with this. But then the next day, it's like, okay, the next thing. What are we doing here?
I only get happy if, like, I got to the bank before 3. Like, that's my day. Anything else, I'm like, you gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Stop.
So these are just guys, and I'm obviously not going to mention them, but, you know, these are guys who get drunk literally 3 days straight, just nonstop pounding beers. They go to strip clubs, and then they live shitty lives through terrible jobs that make minimum wage. You know, they're complaining about working at Subway. They're complaining about construction. They're doing this. They're doing that. They're trapped, but they're content, and I don't understand it.
It's just like, I don't know what the mentality is. I don't want to. If that makes someone happy and that's what they want to do, go ahead and do that.
See, again, you know, if that's what you're striving for, if you're looking for like the quote unquote American dream, you know, you get a family, you get a house, you get a job that pays you consistently, you know, fantastic, good for you. But, you know, we're talking about the slums here. We're talking about people with substance abuse problems who are working, you know, shitty jobs, and they, you know, they're never changing.
It's just, ew. That's my only response. I don't know what else to say. It's just, I have this argument every day. I was actually thinking about this in the shower. I remember one of my managers was saying to me at like, I think I was 19 when I was working at Marshall's. She was like, hey, you know, you stay here longer, you can become like a store manager at a Marshall's, like not this one, but at a Marshall's somewhere else. And, you know, for a young guy your age, there'll be some good money. And I was like, you want me to become a store manager at like 22? And then what? Where do I go from there? All right, store manager. Now what?
That makes me think about...
What the fuck kind of idea is that?
Plugs.
You can follow me at Mike Malkovich. That's Mike, MalkiewiczZ. Just look me up on social media that way.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Karelis, JAYMEKARALES, or go to my blog persona-nongrata.tumblr.com, and I have a URL soon. And you can like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/shootinitpod and find a whole bunch of old episodes there. News, information, Mike's picture with Rich Voss. It's all there.
Oh, yeah, God. You're like, this just in, 3 people who are reading this article, Mike just met.
No, what I put up was the picture with the caption, a couple of longtime pals or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A couple of like, old pals.
I think I was in Florida still, and I was reading that. I was like,
oh, just a couple of longtime pals, Mike Malkiewicz and Shooting It guest Rich Voss. And that got 8 likes, so.
All 8 people we know.
So yeah, that's been the show for this week. We'll catch you soon.
Goodbye.
3, 5, 0, 1, 2, 5, go! I was there in the backstage when this light came around.